Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Michelle Redlinger about a recent Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant they received, holiday events, and looking back at 2020. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Washington Chamber of Commerce recently received a $13,000 grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. What was the chamber seeking these grant funds for?
Like many organizations, the chamber had to really modify our normal scope of work. And one of the things that is unique to our organization is two-thirds of our revenue will come from the events we traditionally have in the community. And we all know that our events were very different in 2020. And I'm super excited to say that we didn't cancel a single event, but we did have to modify quite a few. And they looked pretty different. But we lost a significant amount of revenue in our inability to hold events, which are typically free for the community, but they do fundraise for our organization. So that was one of the main points that we discussed when we applied for the grant with the Riverboat Foundation, as well as some of the things that we did to modify how we do business and serve the community and things like that to keep everyone safe.
The $13,000, was that the amount that you were applying for from the foundation?
No, we did apply for the full $25,000. The loss that we experienced was, I guess, our fiscal year ended at the end of June. And at that point, we had a 127% loss from the prior year. And so it didn't cover everything, but it was definitely something very helpful. Because our organization is a nonprofit, but we're also membership-based, we, as an organization, was ineligible for any of the other relief opportunities that came out from the state or the government. And so we're so thankful to get any support that we can to recover some of our lost revenue.
In this holiday season, I've been seeing a lot of online Facebook traffic about what the Washington Chamber has been doing this year to promote shopping and dining local with your Get Lit coupon books and promotions. How has that all been going for you?
I think it's been going really well. We've received a lot of comments because, well, the event, it was a little bit different of the demographic that we were able to serve. And so with these events, it was very family friendly. And so people are able to come and grab a map of the lighted displays around town. And so they can take their family out and about and even make it a multi-evening activity. And then in addition to that, we really wanted to make sure that everyone is thinking of our local businesses, thinking of the families serving the community. And so when you purchase the Get Lit holiday map, you also get a coupon book that saves over $250 in the community. And so I think that has had great success. And then alongside of it, we did the Window Wonderland, where we were encouraging our businesses to decorate their windows. And so when people are out shopping, I think you just feel this nostalgic Christmas spirit that is very similar to when the chamber asked everybody to do the We Heart Washington earlier this year, and everyone put hearts on their windows. And now we're seeing so many more Christmas displays than I think we'd see in a traditional year. And despite everything, I think it's just seeing the community come together to support each other. And that's just a very heartwarming feeling.
Looking back again on 2020, how was it the year for the chamber and for membership?
I'm surprised looking back at how many local successes we were able to help celebrate. And as we're wrapping up the year, we celebrated 12 businesses that had grand openings. 5 businesses celebrated a new expanded location. We had 15 new members join the chamber, which is pretty on par with a traditional year. So I know there were challenges, and we did have a lot of stories of people trying to adapt to the pandemic. But in the middle of that, there were so many wins, so many businesses that still took a chance and opened something new. And I think that Washington is probably the best place to live. We've got a very supportive community and a very energetic business community as well.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Michelle Redlinger about a recent Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant they received, holiday events, and looking back at 2020. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.